A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 15th, 2015, and it's on a Friday. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about electoral violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Mr. Mboko for ZANU-PF went to Sengwe today. As usual, they usually force and victimize people to attend the ZANU-PF rally. They force the closure of some business centers at Sengwe Township.
Bethathe advantage of my youth, the overseas, sometimes the overseas, pusha if violence, the overseas, so I chaya abadala nxaso kufanele abadala baforswe maybe ukuthi bavote ngendlela ethize.
Haiwa vari kunyepa vari kuti vanozoti vakadyiwa kare. ZANU-PF haishandisi chisimba, yakashandisa chisimba kubvisa hurumende yasimini. ZANU-PF inoziva kushanda navanhu.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about electoral violence.
The Zimbabwe Peace Project and the Zimbabwe Election Support Network have raised serious concern with escalating tensions in Wurungwe West and other areas where by-elections are being held. Today, there were reports that the state security agents roughed up people in Wurungwe West.
The reported violence has prompted the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission to deploy a team to Wurungwe West to probe the violence that is alleged to be happening there.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeye kunga kunjalo foito. Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya ye mirizhonga iri kuitika zvikuru ku Wurungwe West kune kuri kukwikwidzana vatemba muliswa vari kukwikwidza vakazvimirira nava Keith Guza ve ZANU-PF kuri kunzi iko madzishe masabhuku nevamwe vari kushandiswa ivo kuti vange vachityisidzira vanhu uye mune dzimwewo nzvimbo dzakaita sana kunana Cholocho vamwe vari kutiwo vari kutyisidzirwa muHarare Ngoma ndiyo ndiyo vamwe vanopikisa vari kuti maposta avo ari kupota achibvarurwa. Tuna kunzwa kuti munoti kuti vateereri muchitudza zviri munharaunda yenyu, Gibbs.
Yes, unokandava ndingahambi ke kumpela vhiki sitembo kuti lamhlanje ndiyaphila sivile kwamagama. Iye, udaba lwethu ekutwini lamhla sixoxa ke ngaloko kwenzakala kuma-by elections. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulo khetho olubuyayo njalo olunye lwenziwe lamhlanje. Kwakhanya ngazani khona ngale wetsa. Iye, bayenze kuhle abantu zange belwe kodwa kuzwakala ukuthi eWurungwe West kungani kuyahanjwa. Abantu badala batsho njalo phela kuyapfiwa sibili abantu bagijima kuze kudabuke iblugwe. So ke kukhanya kuyahlupha kulokuhluphana kuthize phakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF lalabo abasekela umnumzana Themba Mliswa yena oxotshwa ke kuZANU-PF. Besikhuluma labanye ke eHarare bathi ye kuna ngale okuhluphayo ukuthi abakufakayo lokuthiwa ngama-posters ayadajulwa laba abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngalokhu njengoba kubuya ngesikhathi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isithi kumele kukhangelwe ukuthi kambe kwenzakalani endaweni esishiyeneyo. Yeah, kunjalo kumfundo.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Mr. Strike Mkandla, the ZAPU spokesperson. Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we also have a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who is currently in London. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, fine. And thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mkandla. Tell us about the situation right now where you are in terms of the by-elections.
Well, I heard you talking about violence in some districts. So far, we are not experiencing any violence. I hope it stays this way. And there is no rampant bribing of voters, at least not as far as meets the eye. So we hope that it stays that way. Although there are rumors that the usual another cheap items from China flooding the place. But so far it's not yet.
Mr. Mkandla, can you move a little bit? I think your phone is cutting off. Can you get to a position where we can hear you clearly?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you stay there until we finish the program? Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I was saying that there's no evidence of intimidation yet, because we've been able to walk around without much worry. And also, the tearing down of posters, which we experienced in 2013 in some areas, is not yet happening. We hope it stays that way too. But one or two areas, some posters have been pasted over by others. So we are going to check out those areas and report properly to the police, because we have not yet really made any formal complaint. But it's not yet relevant. And there are not any posters, I guess, because it's not like during the general election, with all the major parties, you know, flooding the streets. So far, there are about three, four types of posters showing, but not too many. And there's enough space, I guess, only walls, before we can start fighting for space and the defacing of posters. So there's no problem of that sort yet.
Let's bring in Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, Mr. Mkandla is saying at least for now in Bulawayo things are stable. It's a different ball game when it comes to Urungwe West. Why do you think there's so much violence in this constituency?
Well, the unfortunate thing here, Blessing, is that the political violence, the electoral violence, is not new, but it's a wave that is coming back again, particularly in Urungwe West, because obviously the expelled provincial chairperson Themba Mliswa, who was with ZANU-PF before, has proved to be so popular with the electorate that perhaps ZANU-PF feels that they will be defeated at the polls, and therefore to try and do away with the genuine will of the people of Urungwe West, the element of violence is introduced to try to fear and to try and wrestle supporters from Themba Mliswa, who is standing now as an independent against ZANU-PF's own candidate, Keith Kuja. So I think this is the problem of involving security elements, involving government officials, and having senior government officials like Ignatius Chombe and others going on the ground to try and whip up emotions and intimidate voters, because they see Urungwe West as a microcosm of the national macrocosm, to say the least. What happens in Urungwe West will be reflective of the national picture going towards 2018. You may also be aware that Themba Mliswa and others are talking about the People First project. So it becomes a litmus test, a test project to say if we are able to crush Themba Mliswa, then it means the violence formula might be deployed in a similar fashion in 2018 to crush the People First project.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
Yes, we're away, Baba Mkandla. Now, Sukangeleke Kulangapo, Gobulawayo. Ubonazanike, Lobong Elamsin, Dogangaro, kodwa lina liyangaphi ke lebandla lenu? Kuyahambeka, kuyakhampeneka, kuyakhankaseka, sibili okuzwayo?
Kuyakhankaseka, kodwa-ke ofase amanye ama-parties, njengoba usazi, athi wona kawasoze angene ukhetho. And singakangeni sibili okukhanyayo, babethe bona bacwayisa
amalunga abo ukuthi xa efika kuma polling stations abspoile ama ballot papers ukuthi angavalwa manje lokho yikho kunye sikhangeleke ukuthi kuyabe kulabantu abaningi ngaba labantu abaningi xa kungalandelwa lokho abaspoile ama ballot papers kugcine kusenza ukuthi ibandla ebelibusa leli izana kwezinye izindawo libuye lingena koBulawayo. But phansi nxa uxoxa labantu baningi abakunanzelelayo khonokho sithemba ukuthi bazabe lokho besanda abantu abanjalo ababonayo ukuthi lokho kuyabe kufanana lokuqhubela izanu p f izihlalo lezi ezingu-5 ezikobulawayo ezasuke zakwathola njengoba zingafela muntu kumele kube lokhetho inotherwords kuwile ama-by-election ngoba yo-declared vacant. So-ke kunjalo ukuthi abantu bakobulawayo sibatshela ukuthi lingavumeli ukuthi izani kuyibuyele ngoba kudala yedliwa yizapho kwaze kwabuya i-MTC layo yabadla futhi belokhu bevalelwe but khathesi bazama ukungena futhi-ke ngenxa yokuthi amabandla amanye angaphambanisa atshela abantu ukuthi bangavoti bese kusesishikanisa nabantu abaningi kade bezavotela izapho.
So according to Mr. Mkandla, you know, he's worried that you know, the MTCT called for people to actually go to the polls but spoil the ballots. So he says if that is done, then maybe ZANU-PF may win. Yeah.
Interesting. Baba Vinga, muloti kudidezi kutaurwa na Mkandla.
Ndinoti mirana nangoza chose kuti chiripo ndechekuti munoona dambudziko remuZimbabwe ndekuti kunyanya kuZANU-PF havana chimwe chavakadzidza kunze kweviolence kwekurova vanhu nekutyisidzira vanhu havana kudzidza kuti chairwirwa vana mukoma pavakaenda kuhondo yaiva nyaya yekuti vanhu vasununguke kuti vaite zvavanoda vasarudze utungamiri hwavanoda izvi havana kuzvinzwisisa vanhu vezanupf ikozvino vanongofunga kuti tiri muhondo kana munhu musina kuwirirana mukangopokana chete itsvimbe mugotsi havana zvimwe zvavanofunga kunze kwekuti tinokurovai kana musina kuteerera zvatinoda ndobva tichikuona kuti dei mweya uyo wabviswa mukati mevana vezimbabwe kuti vakwanise kusununguka pasarudzo vataure zviri pamwoyo pavo zvinosimbiswa nemutemo nebumbiro idzva remutemo renyika rinoti aiwa munhu wese ane kodzero yekusarudza ngana nangana kuti vamutungamire kwete kuti munhu aite izvi avhundutsirwa kana zvaita vanhu vachombogongoa kuti hanzi munhu nemungamira sabhuku vake hazvisi izvo kutyora mutemo kumanikidza vanhu kukanganisa hatingaendi mberi senyika kana izvi zvichiitwa saka iko zvino chinoda kuti chiitwe iko ndiye kuti pave nekurudziro yekuti vanhu vazive kuti vane kodzero dzavo dziri pachena dzavari kubirwa nezanupf vachishandisirwa chisimba vachivhundutsirwa vachirohwa vachinziyo asi pakupera kwezuva kana pakawana mukana wekuti vanhu vasununguke muchaona kuti zanupf izuru rakapinda nyoka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha silo muntu osecingweni osetsholotsho khona ngale sizwe ukuthi ngubani khona ngapha etsholotsho silobani yeah kunjani nkosazana ngiphilile nkosazana kumbe ngithi nkosikazi za kubeka njalo vele
nkosikazi
yeah kunjani khona ngapha etsholotsho kuthiwani kwenzakalani
amaparty zindina zezikhampenela ama-political party zering party
bakhampenela obani khonapho
ujonathan moya
so bakhampena besithini
ababekhotoza vele nalo wayeyi-former mp nama-councelors njaye-mdpp besithi phanti lawo
so ukuxokozela kwangikhona kunganani
ukuthi vele abantu sebesesaba kuyaxokozela sibi kakhulu nje
kodwa kulokutshana yini
ukwesaba
ye ukwesaba kume njani
ye uyabasaba abantu sebesesaba ngoba manje ebhuzivela sebizela abantu ezinkundleni
ababizayo ngobani
nibasebhuzi
bafika besithini kula ngani
babe befosha ukuthi betshaya isilogani sezani
kodwa bayasitshaya siyakhumbula kudala ke khona petsholotsho kwakwenzakala kuZANU-PF lezaphu kodwa abantu bavota phela ngendlela eyayingakhangelelwanga phela usakhumbula nje
nabathi ezivele kuzaba yikho ngoba abantu bayenza into ongasintsha njalo bayenza vele kokuthi bayeze sesaba bacabanga khumkhwa kwegugrawini.
So bathini nxa ukhuluma labo uZulu khonapho uthini?
Vele abantu bayesaba umuntu ngekumthole vele ukuthi ngaphi bayesaba abantu ngoba bayesaba ukuthi ngelezananti yabulapi.
Kodwa wena ume ngaphi kona ngokuma kwakho-ke?
Mina vele ngi-LGBT.
So uzahamba usiyavota kodwa?
Hayi, hayi yenzeki.
Sizwile-ke inkokheli MDC yathi lihambe phela kodwa lifike lispoyile ama-ballots. Kawuzange ukuze khonokho?
Angahamba nje kuyadinga kodwa vele yenzeki.
Oh yebo phela. So-ke ungathini kodwa ngakho konke khonokho okwenzakalayo?
Ngakutshela ngakutshela abaphathi kuphela ukuthi bona akumelanga bakwenze lokhu ngoba ukwenza into engathi intombi yakho asisenze right.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama khona ngapho ungadinwa kusasa.
Hayi nomndeni wethu.
Blessing. We've got a woman who is in Jolojo. She's saying that, you know, chiefs, headmen and traditional leaders generally are actually forcing people to go to ZANU-PF rallies. Where they are being forced to actually, you know, chant ZANU-PF slogans. And she says people are now fearing for their lives, you know, because they remember the Kukuraundi issues. So they are saying, but even if you force people to do what they don't want, sometimes it can turn around and vote the other way. So she says that's possible. But she's not going to vote because she's in the MTCT. Says if she goes to the elections, to the polling station, she will only go and dip her hand in ink, and that is it.
Interesting. Regeti ndi kuna mkoma pasmo wari muharare. Makadi mkoma pasmo.
Ndipo munofare.
Aiwa tiripo edu. Tipiwa pfungwa dzenyu.
Nini mtaona zangu ni kuti nini akakanzi mzimane redu panye ma ivhenu pane kada kufika nayo tii kuti mapati zvese ari kukombisa kangadela kangotidzira zvakaita zvakaita MDC zvekuboykota pane kuisa upenyu hwevanhu vasingakwanisi kuzvidifenda parisi bhoza mwana wacho anenge vachikuvadzoye vachirova pane kututi upenyu hwepwanisa zvekuti even kana $1 ekutenga mapiisi anenge asina maona saka ndopanduti waifana nguingo wakangobatana chinhu chimwe chete watongosiyana nazvo zvinoriti kusvika mibato yova nekuti vanhu vakachengetedzeka tina vanhu vacho anenge vachirova vanhu havatumbomiri vasingamiri kuti havasungwa saka munhu akasasungwa anotongofungidzira kuti hapana chekutya even mangwana kana rini anotongoita difeni kunzi pane vanenge vambobatwa vombovharirwa vachinzirwa mitongo yavanenge vapuhwa nevamwe vanenge vachida kuzviita vanotya maona but right now hapana zvakadaro zvinoitika tirikungonzwa kuti kwakati kuchitungidza like inozi mp akabva kukwadza emdc hapana wanombobva kuti asungwa saka munofunza kuti vanhu vamangwana vangatadza kuzviita vanotongoramba vachizviita because hapana zvavanoita.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma pasmo. Okay. Of course, what pasmo is saying is that all the political parties, the opposition political parties, should have heeded the call by the MDC T to boycott the elections because, you know, people are being beaten and members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police are not taking any action.
Mr. Mkandla, I think you heard the last caller. He's saying that why didn't you boycott the elections?
Well, this is quite funny, actually. Because in the first place, we should not have had elections before 2018 in these seats, which were just won by MTCT. But they took a precipitate action just because of internal problems with Tenda IBT and Mangoma's group, who went to renewal. Now, we have a funny scenario where the party that expelled the what they regard as rebels decided not to field the other people to replace the rebels. And secondly, those who were kicked out as rebels, who infected, won the elections on the MDC ticket also decided not to contest. So it amounted basically to giving up the space to ZANU PF if there was no other party contesting. And we decided we were not going to leave that space open because, first of all, we didn't think that they should reduce the numbers of people from the opposition in parliament. And secondly, in those areas where the constituencies actually voted for the opposition, it is not quite fair for the vote to be wasted so that now ZANU PF takes the seats by default. And then, of course, finally, we as a party, we did not even understand the logic behind the, first of all, the sackings and also the boycott. And nobody told us the reasoning, and apart from the fact that the reasoning is very flawed. Like, for example, that we need to have the electoral reforms implemented and the other reforms that are in the new constitution. Now, we think that this is flawed because, first of all, even before this constitution, the MDCT had the majority in parliament under the old constitution. Now that there's this constitution with its fewer flaws, it makes less sense to refuse to contest because of the non-implementation of the reforms. And having reduced the capacity to fight for those reforms in parliament by not standing. So it's a real conundrum. And we decided that this is not something that we would want to support. And but to cap it all, they then told their people that they should spoil the ballots in some areas. And I think that is disenfranchising a lot of Zimbabweans who would not want to see ZANU-PF in their areas. And so that's quite an issue in Bulawayo because the people have consistently voted against the ruling party over the last...
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. Can you stay on the line? Silomunye ubaba lapho secingweni umnumzana Brighton Nyathi, kunjani baba?
Hayi, ngiyaphilela. Njani baba?
Siphilile Nyathi, ukuphi khonapho Mdluli?
Hayi, ngiselwakho le mission kuka.
Kunjani elwakho yelo khonapho?
Hayi, sikanyengiseka baba.
Ye, akutsho phela kuhamba njani khonapho?
Ngibona umkhuhlane otholakala elizweni lethu leZimbabwe and kuyaqhuba kakhulu, hhayi. Nendaba leyenzakala kuma-by-election esiya kuyo akayimanga kahle, iyadondisa. So ngathi ngakubeka ngithi so ngithi amaZimbabwe wonke engabahlanganisa ukukhuluma nomnumzana uTsvangirai okokuthi bonke bekele bevota ngokuthi kuyavaa ukudlala ngesikhathi ukuthi indlovu neliva ndiyabona.
Uvale kancane, uvala kancane iredio yakho ungazani isenzela umsindo phinjani.
Okay,
vala kancane.
Ya, sengibona sekuzwakala.
Ye, qhubeka baba.
Halo,
qhubeka baba.
Ngithi iy'ngqondo zikababa uTsvangirai mbona zingasiza iZimbabwe kakhulu ngokuthi khangelani izilonda ezikhona ngalelo okuningi kakhulu kukhulunywa sezikaphuke zilampokho and kuyasikhuba okuningi zise-migrant ngapha abazali bethu babhubha ngendlela zona lezo ezenzakalayo ziyasikhuba kakhulu ruling party kayisiphathi kahle eZimbabwe. So ingabe ukuthi obaba bakhulule nto abaphike zilampokho behlangane lecabhinethi yonke benze into one engasiphilisa thina abantwana bezimbabwe ngokuthi lapho esiya khona vele kasikwazi lapho esidlula khona siyakwazi vela emadakeni ngokuthi lakhangela ukuthi salisa sikhiphe esimithi ezimbabwe sikusesiphethe isinkwa sesikhululekile abantwana bezimbabwe kathe thina ngokuthi khe sesibambezelana so kathi amavoti elezithiwazi ka-by-elections ewurunge ngale ziyadeza kumanga kahle ethe mamlisa ngale bahlukuluzwa abathitsha ephathini nendaba zeqiniso kumbe liqiniso mbazo eqiniso kodwa bathike bahlukuluzwe endawo eziningi zithi ngapha hhayi kunganini kungcono kodwa babambabamba ngalapho bakwanisa khona kodwa hayi sisaphindeka kahle
kule by-election kolapho.
Hayi, lapha kula by-election kuzimele kukahle, hayi kula problem sizwa kwabanye sibazela isifundo ihlobo nabangane abasemaphandeni athini nazo ithi na.
So ungatshelani uZulu weZimbabwe?
UZulu weZimbabwe into engayikhuthaza kuZulu wakithi eZimbabwe ukubambana senza into enhle sibe nephisi nokuphila impilo efanayo sicabange njengoba sithiwa sifundile ukufunda kuthi kusisize kuthina singaphoqani nami ma ngidliwe ngidliwe ma ngiwinile ngiwinile akhona ukuthi ngidinge ukuthi ngithandwe ngokuphoxa abantu kumbe ngokuhlukuluza abantu namasabhuku nezinkosi nezindina konke. Hashi lokho kakufunike ubuntu eZimbabwe noba amanye amazwe efuna ukusinika usizo angeke asinike sasiya semadakeni nsuku zonke.
Hawu ubonike nyathi sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho elwagweru ungathinela kusasa baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga baba Duke, hlayela isifoni lasile ndaba ezimnandi kakhulu.
Yes, alifonela kakhulu khona ngapho baba. Thank you.
Kukahle.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Nyathi, you know, people should boycott these elections, like what Mr. Tsvangirai is saying. He's saying that the electoral field is not level at all. And now he touched on something most probably important too. He says there's no freedom that people of Zimbabwe have tasted. So what freedom can they talk about today if they cannot vote? You still remember the one person, one vote kind of thing.
Yes.
That slogan.
One man, one vote.
He says
vote.
You cannot get it now. So sizwe ke silo mnumzana uzibusiso kwele South Africa khona manje baba zibusiso kunjani? Yeah, uyangizwa zibusiso khona ngapha lapho khona?
Sawubona.
Yeah, uyangizwa baba.
Uyakuzwa tu.
Yeah, utshona njani khona?
Hayi ngiyaphila
mina. Wena ungathini ngakho lokho kwenzakala ezibaba?
Hayi mina nje into vele bengikhala ngayo kakhulu Dube kake ngafona futhi ngakhuluma ukuthi laba bantu abosongray bahambe bayovota nje noma kunjalo ngoba ngazi bethi bayaboycotta nje akushintshi lutho kuzohlala kunjengoba sokungcono nje ukuthi bahambe bayovota njengoba uba umkandla manje kubekile wacaca ukuthi abantu ababhalisayo ukuvota bahambe bayovota noma bezovotela eyinye iphathi nje izoyi-opposizana ngoba manje bengaze benze ama-spoiled papers kuzobe kuhlomula iZANU PF kakhulu bese siya ngapha eWurungwe ngapha abalwa khona lo baba angithi vele ubekuZANU bayamazi kungakho kulo dlamo olunje vele angilwisa ngoba bemazi. Ngiyakhumbula esinye isikhathi uRugare Gumbu ecabana nomfo wabo bezanga lezi zinto yizo izinto lokhu zibuya zisiba njengoba oba uThongray abangezi nje ukuthi bona baboycotta kungela uboycotta wabo kungcono babe ngathi siyaboycotta kube nesizathu sokuthi so boycotta kuphume imphumela enje manje uboycotta kungela nto ezo abazobenefita kiyo since kuyalimaza futhi abantu ngoba manje izalo manje angithi yabona indaba za electoral commission lezangi manje ayikakalungiswa yonke leyaninto still kodwa kusase njengoba siyahamba siyovota kuphela kunjalo. So mina into ebengayicelisa ukuthi abantu abalaleleyo manje behambe beyovota bengenza ama-spoiled paper abavotele noma izaphu bebe against izalo ngoba izapha ngithi yiyona eqhubekayo. So ngoba bengaspoil amaphepha still iZANU PF iyabenefit iyathola amavoti bese bengena ezihlalweni futhi bebewaningi ephalamende bezenzela imithetho abafuna ukuzenzela yona abala challenge.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Sibusiso, sibongile kakhulu baba ube le mpela fike enhle ba.
Kakhulu namthi uhluphe nje ifoni yenu mina engikhawada ayingeni le foni le.
Oh ye uWhatsApp yethu wayithola ulayo?
Ngiye wafunda imessage yami eyi-1 le esibili enye alifundanga. Yebo
hayi no siza kuzama ukuthi sibe sikufonela ba.
Kulungile
tu. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So Mr. Sibusiso is saying, you know, boycotting won't pay anything, you know. It's like you are letting ZANU to be in charge forever, you know. So he says go and vote, and most probably vote for ZAPO. He is not ZAPO, by the way, according to him. Yeah.
Okay, I think Mr. Tinava Liwayo, Rambai Zenimakabata Parunari, Mr. Mkandla, and Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live, so please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.